Shania. Her mom's in the house tonight. Amen. Give her a round of applause. Yeah. I love seeing parents come. Man, I tell you what, them kids, they're a blessing, and I thank God for them, and I thank God for you as a church pouring into them and sharing the gospel with them. Tonight, I just want to take a few moments. I've been at a funeral today, and we hear the prayer request all around the room tonight of people that are hurting, people that are struggling. And I just want to share something's on my heart, and that's this. Man, I'm just thirsty. You ever been just thirsty? I'm talking about, if you ain't ever been thirsty, you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about thirsty. You wake up in the middle of the night and you're thirsty. Your mouth is dry. You need a drink. You're outside. You're working and it's hot and you need a drink. And you're just thirsty. Physically, you're thirsty. But have you ever been thirsty spiritually? I'm talking about you needed a drink from heaven. This here, as we come today, David here in the psalm, he's talking about that. Psalm 143, verse number 6. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. And the Bible says, here's what David, the psalmist of David, said. He said, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth. Thirsty, I'm talking about it. Thirst after thee as a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. Psalm 143, verse 7. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for if I lift up my soul unto thee, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprighteousness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness shall bring my soul out of trouble. And of mercy cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Let us pray. Father, I love you and I praise you for this night. Lord, we come tonight as a congregation tonight lifting up these prayer requests. Lord, I pray tonight that each and every one that's on there, that, Father, you know their names. There have been so many around the room tonight. Lord, I pray you touch them in a mighty way. Lord God, the ones that's had bypass, the one that's in surgery, the preacher that's going to have surgery tomorrow. Lord God, I lift them all up to you tonight, Father. Lord, the one that has the wreck and is having in rehab, trying to get better. Lord, I pray tonight that you bless them. Watch over the ones that's going to be going through surgery. Lord, I pray tonight that you just watch over us as a church. Lord, we've come tonight. We've laid our fleece out before you. Lord, we've not waited till Sunday morning to move chairs and to do what things of that nature. But Lord, we come tonight expecting a crowd, expecting you to move, expecting the crowd to be here, expecting the Holy Ghost to be here and to move through this place in a mighty way, Father. We're expecting that lost people get saved. We're expecting that saved people get on fire for you and want a thirst of heaven tonight, Father. Lord, I pray for Sunday morning as we come. Lord, I pray we don't rush through it. I pray we don't get on a time schedule, but I pray, Father, that we come expecting to receive what you would have for us to hear, Father. Lord, I love you and I praise you and I glorify you. Lord, I thank you that I don't even have a sermon on my heart yet for Sunday. Lord, I want it to be fresh. I want it to be new. I want what you give me, Father God, for your people. I'll come on Resurrection Sunday. Father, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you. Bless your people tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come, David here, he said that he was thirsty, that his soul, it thirsted after what God would have him to do. And tonight I want you to know this. When your heart gets to the place that it is thirsty and your soul is thirsty after the Lord, you'll want to know what God can do in your life. Tonight I want you to know, you say, preacher, what good is it being thirsty? What good is it tonight? I want to show you a few things in this text on what good it is to be thirsty tonight. Number one, he says, hear me speedily. He was thirsty for what God would have him to do. And he said, Lord, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear my prayer. I want you to hear my cry. I want you to hear what I have for you and I want you to do for me. He said, hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. He said, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down in the pit. He said, God, if you don't hear me, if you don't respond to me, I'm going to be like one that goes down in the pit with no way out and no way to go and nowhere to turn to. Hey, can I say to you tonight that Easter's coming, Easter Sunday's coming, and man, I'm telling you what, we ought to be on a shouting ground and we ought to say, God, will you hear our prayer? Will you move on that service that comes Sunday? Man, that's been my prayer all week long, that God would give us what we need come Sunday morning, that God would move through this place, and that God would move tonight. Man, I'm telling you what, tonight, you don't think God hears? Man, you can just look at the miracles around this place. You can look at the blessings that goes on around this place. We got a God that hears our prayers, amen? And when you get to that place and you don't think God hears your prayers, that is nothing but from the old liar, the devil. He's nothing but a liar, a thief, and a destroyer tonight. Don't you believe what the devil says? If you're a child of God tonight and you call out to God, He hears your prayers. Even though you may not think He's moving, even though you may not think He's working, it's not in your time, but it's in His time. And David said, hear me, O Lord, I'm thirsty. I need you to hear me. And look at this, not only hear me, but he said, in verse number 8, cause me. Lord, I want you to hear me. But here's why I love this. He says, cause me to hear you. He said, Lord, I want you to hear me, but I want to hear from you. I want you to open my ears. I want you to be able to show me. I want you to show me what you want me to do. This week, man, I'm telling you what, we've had a lot going on at our home, and we've laid our fleece out before the Lord, and we've asked God to move on a few things and some certain things, and we say, hear us, O Lord. Hear our cries. Hear what we've got to say. And Lord, we want you to cause that to fall. Man, I'm telling you this, I'll probably tell some business that's none of my business tonight, but I'm very proud of my daughter, and I'm on shouting ground. And I say, hear me, O Lord, and cause us to hear you. Last night we were sitting on the couch, and my daughter got a text, and it was her employer, and they said, tomorrow you can come in and you can make some kind of pay. I'm talking about like big money. You know what I'm not talking about. I'm talking about big money. Something called rent pay or something, huh? Shrimp pay. And they told her what it would be, and we were sitting on the couch, and she looked at me, and the first thing she'd done, she looked at me, and it's the first time they've offered it to her, and she looked at me in the eyes, and she said, Daddy, what would you do? I never responded. I just kept sitting there. I did not say a word. I'm thinking, God, I pray that you hear her. I pray that you cause her to hear you. Let her know it's not about money. It's not about making more money, but it's about being in your will. I've tried to teach her, if you're scheduled to work on Sunday and you're scheduled to work on Wednesday, you do what you're scheduled to do, but don't you pick up a Sunday shift, and don't you pick up a Wednesday shift. That day's for God. That's the day you set aside, and you got to stay thirsty for what God's called you to do. She was sitting there in that chair, and you listen to me, a 21-year-old girl, and she said, Daddy, I'm not going to work. I don't care about that money. I've got a responsibility tomorrow night at church, and I'm going to call. I'm going to text them and tell them that I'm not coming in. You talking about a daddy on cloud nine? I want you to know, when she sent that text, I said, you listen to me, Gilmore Memorial is not your provider. God's your provider, amen? Cause Him to hear you. Start calling out to God. Let's say, God, please hear me. Man, I was on shouting ground sitting there. This morning I got up. I said, baby, are you glad you didn't go to work? She said, Daddy, I have had the biggest peace last night when I laid my head down to know that I was old enough to make that decision on my own. 21-year-old, you say, preacher, that's because she's in a preacher's house. I didn't tell her what to do. That was up to her. That's because that she let the Holy Ghost speak through her and talk to her. Listen to me, folks, listen to me. He said, hear me speedily, O Lord. I want you to hear me, but let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Folks, I'm telling you, he said, in the mornings, I want to hear from you, that kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know, not only do I want to hear, not only I want to hear you, but I want to know. He said, cause me to hear thy loving kindness and to know your way. Folks, tonight, can I say to you, if you ain't heard from God in a long time, get your ears open. Man, I'm telling you what, it seems like sometimes He just pours it out, and He pours it out, and He pours it out. And tonight, I want you to know, the thirstier you get, the more you hear God. If you're not thirsty, you will not hear God the way you need to hear. When you get to that place, you say, God, I got to hear from you. I need to hear from you. I need to hear from heaven. He said, I am thirsty. I need to hear from you. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, and cause me to know the way and where I should walk. Folks, I'm telling you right now, you got to know tonight that He is your Savior. You got to be thirsty for Him. He said, hear me, and He said, cause me to hear you, Father. But David said not only that, but look in verse number 9. He said, not only do I want you to hear me, God, and I want to hear you, but I want you to deliver me. He said, there's some things going on in my life that I need delivered from, that there's no way anybody else can help me, and I need you to deliver me. Look what he says here in verse number 9. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide. Look at this. He said, I flee unto thee to hide me. Folks, when the old devil gets after you, and you get thirsty for God, and the devil don't want you to be in the will of God, don't want you doing what God's called you to do, you get to where that rock is. You get to the rock. You get to where Jesus is. And I promise you this, when you get to that place and you hide in Jesus Christ, he'll hide you there. And the old devil will have to flee. He'll deliver you. He'll take care of you tonight. I thank God for that. He hears me. He causes me to hear him, and he delivers me. But look at this. And all of this, when he's hearing you and you're hearing here, every bit of this is a place that it's teachable. It teaches you some things. Look at this in verse number 10, if you will. He said, not only deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies, I flee unto thee to hide me. He said, but I want you to teach me. How is God going to teach you if he don't let us go through things? We go through things in our life that he teaches us on a daily basis. How to rely on him, how to trust him, how to obey him, how to be obedient to his voice, obedient to his call, obedient to what he needs to do. Folks, I want you to know we're not a dead church. Amen? We're not a dead church. We're a church that loves God and want to see God work. We've already got the chairs laid out for Sunday morning. You say, preacher, what are you going to do if we don't need them chairs? I ain't going to worry about not needing them. I know we're going to need them because we got a God in heaven that's going to send some people out here. I've got some people I've been inviting that I know that don't go to church. I've talked to and they told me that they're lost and they've never been saved, and I've been inviting them to come to church. I tell them, I say, listen, we got a good church. We got them folks who love you up one side and down the other. They're good people out there and they love the Lord. You ought to come out there Sunday. Where are you going Easter? Folks, I'm listening to me. My heart is thirsty to see people get born again and washed in the blood of Jesus. He said, deliver me, but also teach me to do thy will. Lord, teach me to do thy will. You know, you got to be taught to do the will of God. You just won't do the will of God. Your spirit and your flesh, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. You've got to be taught how to serve the Lord. You've got to be taught how to walk. You've got to be taught how to hear the Lord. You've got to be taught how to pray to the Lord. You've got to be taught in your Christian life, because your flesh will not want to do it. Your flesh won't want to read the Bible. Your flesh won't want to pray. Your flesh won't want to do the things of God. So what do you got to do? You've got to be taught. And who's going to teach you? The best teacher I've ever known is the Holy Ghost. He'll teach you things in your life that you need to know. Look what he says. He said, teach me. David said, he told the Lord, teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do thy will. Every day that I get up out of that bed, Brother Mike, every day I get up, I have to crucify myself every morning when I get up, every day. It's a choice that I live every day to get up and follow Jesus Christ. Every single day when I get up out of that bed, I have to make a choice. For I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Every day I get up, I have to make a conscious choice to follow Jesus Christ. My spirit and my flesh does not want to get up every morning and follow Jesus Christ. There are some mornings I don't want to get up. There are some mornings I don't feel like getting up. There are some mornings I don't want to be happy. There's some mornings I don't want to be nice. There's some mornings I don't want to do the will of God. There's some mornings I don't want to go to hospital visits. There's some mornings I don't want to do this. There's some days I don't want to preach funerals. But what do you do, preacher? I have to do the will of God in my life. And every single morning I have been taught in my life by the Holy Spirit, I have to choose I'm going to follow him that day when I get up. Every believer that's under the sound of my voice right now and ever will hear me, listen to me, you can be saved and still wake up every morning and not follow God. You can. You can wake up and be so far away from him, it's pitiful how far you'll get away from God. You've got to make a conscious choice every morning when you get up to read that word, study that word, put that word ahead of everything in your life. I've told this story many times, and I'm going to tell it again. Me and Brother Larry Land, we did jail ministry together when I first got saved. And Larry Land, man, I tell you what, we'd go to jail ministry, and he'd teach, and man, he'd let me say a few things, and we'd move on. We'd come back from the jail one night, and I said, man, I said, you read your Bible every day? He said, I read it every single day. I said, you read it every day? He said, I read it every day. When I first got saved, I didn't read it every day. You know, I mean, it's kind of boring, to tell you the truth. When I first got saved, man, I mean, I'd fall asleep reading it. It's hard to stay awake. Things got busy, I'd put it to the back burner. But I had somebody teach me how to hear from God, how God would hear me, how he would deliver me out of troubles if I'd stay in that book, how he'd teach me to walk. And I asked Brother Larry one day, we was coming back, just me and him in the truck, and I said, how do you get that in? I said, what time do you get up and read your Bible every morning? He said, well, I got to be at work, I think 7 or something. He said, I get up at 5 o'clock every morning and read my Bible. Then I get ready for my day. I said, you get up at 5 o'clock every morning and read your Bible? He said, yeah. I said, is that not early? He said, yeah, but if I'm going to get it in, I got to get up. If I'm going to get it in, I got to get up. Listen to me. There's times in your life you ain't going to want to get up early. You ain't going to want to put in the extra effort. You ain't going to want to do that. But that's going to be your choice or not. It just depends how thirsty you are. I know men right now get up 3 o'clock in the morning and go fishing. Never bat an eye, not wiped an eye. I mean, they wake up ready. Son, deer hunting days, my nephews, they'll call me at 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing, Uncle BJ? Asleep? Well, I'm going to the stand. You're not going to go? I'm like, boy, it's dark. What you going to do, spotlight them? It's like, what time are you going to go? I said, daylight. And I know men like that in this room. You let Black Friday roll around on Christmas sale. My wife, my daughter, son, they'll be gone before. They'll leave at midnight and be gone all night long. That's kind of hunger and thirst we got to have for the Word of God. He said, teach me. Teach me. Folks, tonight, I'm going to tell you what, as your pastor, I believe we got a congregation here that wants to be taught what God wants us to do. We're thirsty for what God would have. And God's going to pour it out where the people are thirsty. You ain't thirsty for Him, He ain't going to pour it out on you. You get thirsty for Him, you say, God, I need You. I need to hear from You. I need You to hear me. I need You to deliver me. I need You. Cause me to know Your way. Folks, He'll pour it out on you. He'll pour it out on you. I'm bad about writing stuff down and just telling the Lord, Lord, this is what it's got to be. It's what I got to have. I just write it down. You ask my wife, I've done it ever since I've been saved. I just write it down. Verbatim, Brother Eric Cruth, word for word, verbatim. You say, well, what if it wavers a little bit on what you wrote down? I don't do it. What if it goes over, goes under, goes sideways? What do? I say, I don't do it. You're kidding me. No, I ain't. I write it down. Lord, this is what's got to happen because You know me. You know my will. You know what I'll do. And if it's anything different, I will not do it. Who taught me that? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God taught me that. Lay that fleece out there and say, Lord, what do You want? Not my will, but Thy will. Hey, let me give you this and we're going to close. I got to get over and get on that van. Hear me. Cause me to hear You. Deliver me. Teach me. And I love what He says here in verse number 11. He says, quicken me. Quicken me. You know what quicken me means? Stir me. Stir me up, Lord. Quicken me. Give me an ear to hear. Cause me to hear Your word. Look what He says. Quicken me, O Lord, for Thy name's sake. For Thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. Quicken me. Help me, Lord. Pick me up. Bring me up. Get me out of that pit. Bring me up where I need to be. Give me an ear to hear. Let me hear what You have to say to me. Folks, tonight, as a thirsty church, we have something that a lost and dying world needs, and His name is Jesus. It is Jesus. They're thirsty. They're hungry for the Word of God. Folks are hungry and they're thirsty, and they need it. Man, I'm telling you what, wherever in this church God is working, get on board there. Get on board wherever it is. If it's in Awanas and kids are getting saved and getting baptized, get on board with Awanas. Man, be pumping in there. If it's in here, get in here. If it's at Broken Lives, get at Broken Lives. If it's at the end of the road ministry, do it wherever God's working and you see that and you hear God and you know God's talking to you, let Him teach you, let Him quicken you. Get in there and get into what God's called you to do. Man, I'm telling you tonight, He says, quicken me, O Lord, in verse number 11, for Thy name's sake, for Thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. I got a little funny for you. I'm going to let you go on this. I got home this evening and my little neighbor below me talking about being soul in trouble. I seen a little 9-year-old boy walk up the hill, 10, 11. And I had a mess. I had diesel fuel going everywhere. All over my arms. Spilled it all over me. It was about 4:30 and he come up. I ain't going to church tonight. I didn't even know he was there. He scares me to death. He just walks up on you. You can be on the back 40 back there with a chainsaw and let off the trigger. He's just standing over you. Like the Holy Spirit. You know, he just there. You know what I'm saying? You don't know when he's going to show up. Don't know where he's going to come. We was down the bottom one night. I said, carry that kid home. It's too dark. I walk out and he's barefooted. I said, carry that kid home. He's going to get snake bit. Get him home. Do something. And I was sitting there and I had diesel fuel everywhere. He said, I ain't going to church tonight. I said, what? Don't come get me on the van. I ain't going. Now, if this don't sound like somebody, listen, this is church folk. This 9, 10-year-old, it's church folk. But this is church. He said, I ain't going to church tonight. Called him by his name. I said, son, why ain't you going to church tonight? She's made me mad. I said, son, I thought his mama, you know? I said, who made you mad? My girlfriend. I kid you not. I kid you not. You don't think there's excuses sitting in these pews tonight? I kid you not. I said, your girlfriend, 10-year-old. 10-year-old. I said, your girlfriend made you mad. She broke up with me, wouldn't even tell me to my face, wrote it in a letter. I said, so you're not coming to church tonight? cannot stand to see her. I'll see you tomorrow. And off that, I'm talking about his spirit was crushed. Off that hill he went, back down in there to his house. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Is that not how we are? I'm not going to church. I'm not going to church. This is bothering me. That's a young little old man. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. We got a great opportunity Sunday to be thirsty for people that comes in. We got a great opportunity to hear from God and God to hear us. We got a great opportunity to be delivered, to teach, and to quicken come Sunday. And our spirit be ready and we be prayed up. I preached Doug Ballard's funeral today. Well, Doug was a friend of mine. He knew my daddy real well. And my daddy's been gone so long, anybody knows my daddy, I cling to him because they tell me stories about my daddy. And I just cling. Can't help it. I love them old men, man, when they got telling me about my daddy. And no matter how bad or how ugly the story is, I like to hear it. And my daddy didn't get saved about 4 months before he died, so a lot of them is pretty great. But I like hearing them anyway. Tell me them. Before I had the opportunity to lead Doug to the Lord, let me tell you, listen to me. He never stepped a foot in this church, never stepped a foot in any church. But he got born again. He wouldn't go to church. He said, there's no way I'm going to church with a bunch of hypocrites. He said, I deal with, and I told this at the funeral today, he said, I deal with cattle every day. And the people that'll stab me in the back and the crookedest people I know sits in the church every Sunday, stab me in the back Monday through Saturday. And he said, what good is it for me to go there? Preacher, what'd you tell him? I said, you're doggone right there in there. Churches are full of them. But them folks are lost. They just sitting on a pew. He said, you judge. I ain't judging nobody. I'm just telling you. You stab a man in the back, you don't know Jesus. You stab a man in the back, and you do him crooked, and you do all this. You call yourself a Christian, and yet you're leading somebody else astray and not leading them down the right road. That man was sincere in what he said. I told him, I said, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. I told the family that today. I told the people at the congregation, I said, we have done a disjustice in the world we live in for the way we act out in the world that we live in. Doug come to know the Lord as his personal Lord and Savior. But it like to have been too late. Like to have been too late. So, preacher, what does that mean? He was watching another man that wasn't thirsty. Called himself a Christian and didn't have a bit of thirst in him. That man would have been thirsty. He'd been able to tell that man where he could find a drink. Uh-oh. That man had been delivered. He could tell another man where he could find bread. But instead, gonna lead him the wrong way. Why? Why? Because he wasn't thirsty. Tonight, I'm thirsty. Brother Eric Cruth, I don't know why I keep calling your name back. You're sticking out back there. Maybe that light on your head. Son, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty to see people come to know Jesus. I'm thirsty. I want God to hear me, and I want to hear from God. We prayed for Rod the other day sitting right here. I'm still a-praying. I wouldn't have missed. I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for him to be able to handle that treatment and come out there like a champ on top. That's my prayer. I'm not giving up. I don't give up. I pray. That's what I want you to do. You be thirsty. This week, invite somebody here for Sunday. Tell somebody. They're waiting on you. They're waiting on you. And you may be the last roadblock they got before they go to hell. It depends how thirsty we are. We'll tell them about Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I do love you and I do praise you and I do glorify you. Father, I come in tonight with one thing on my mind, and that's this, that I'm thirsty for you, Father. Lord, Lord, I've seen so much go on, and these folks have too. Lord, we've heard prayer requests tonight of people that are hurting, people that's going through cancer for the third time, Father. Lord God, they're thirsty. They need a drink from the spout where the glory runs out. Father, I need it. As a preacher, I get so dry sometimes, Father. And Lord God, I just need to get back to the well, to the living water, Lord God, that I can get just a drink. Lord, as I read there with Adrian Rogers, Father, Lord God, as they struck the rock and water come out of it there in the Old Testament, Jesus is our rock. And when they struck him, water come out. Father, he is the living water. He is the well that never runs dry. And Lord, I pray that we invite somebody to come to your house Sunday morning. And Lord, I pray there be no hindrance. Lord, I pray the prayer warriors in this place right now, they stand up. They get ready for Sunday, Father. I get ready for Sunday, Father. And Lord God, that when we come in this place, we'll be ready to just tell somebody about you. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. Thank you for the one that got baptized tonight. Thank you for Shania. Bless her. Thank you for her mom and them for being here tonight. Lord, bless them real good as well. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You are dismissed.